Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 239. My name is Christopher Akio. I am here with Jeff Torney.
What up?
And rejoining us this week is Mr. Travis Baum.
Ninja Turtles!
Come on!
That was pretty awesome, actually.
I was surprised how many people actually didn't get it either. They were like, I was like, oh,
seriously?
God.
Yeah.
Come on.
Someone actually thought it was
Jeff with the J, right? Jeff with the J sent the Twitter message.
Well, he's Canadian. No,
he sent a Twitter message saying come on, like, you, how did you not get that?
But right. There were a few people that didn't get it.
Yeah, there's a few people that tweeted and also in the forums put that, yeah, they didn't know either.
So that was just a funny. Like, that was just a funny, like, stretch of the show, in my opinion. I just thought we were having... That was, like, I knew if I didn't let Jeff, like, work it out, it would have driven him mad the entire show.
It
just was not going to work.
I would have not been listening to anything you said. I just would have been like... It was the green that threw me off, because he said, and there's some green. So I figured, like, that should have been a key, like, that should have been a huge hint, but I pictured green as being an extra color. So, like, you got the four fish, but there was another green one, but you didn't want to buy five fish... Where they didn't have green, so I was trying to think of something that had five things that were different colors, and that's what threw me off. I was like, fuck, what is it?
Well, technically, they are all green. So.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. That should have been a huge tip-off for me, but I looked at it as being an extra thing that was green, not green involved at all.
My next hint was going to be, and we got a catfish, because they didn't have any ratfish.
Yeah, that one I would have gotten. You should have said,
Jeff, it rhymes with Blenda Quartles. Like, or something.
Blenda Quartles. Michael Bay's gonna do a shitty remake of it.
Oh, I heard that got delayed. I heard that was indefinitely put off the table.
Well, yeah, I did read
God,
some positive
God willing,
things
it'll
about
stay
it.
That way.
Apparently, there's Rocksteady is gonna be in it and Bebop and shit. So that's
and Krang. They're gonna put some Krang up in there. Yeah,
so
that'll
be the first time those guys have ever been in a Ninja Turtles movie. So
we'll see.
That'd be cool.
All right, so what are we talking about today? We're talking about
games.
Yeah, we're talking about some games, but we're going to do which industry has the most loyal fan base, and if it is the gaming industry, and if that's a good or a bad thing. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Before that, we'll do distractions and some news, and then we'll do some afterwards. We'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week, if we can figure one out before then. So let's go around the table, see how everybody's doing. Travis, why don't you start since you weren't with us last week?
Hey, I'm excited. And Chris, you should be too, right? Because today is, when we're recording, July 12th. It's Nexus 7 Day! Yay!
Oh, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
I'm sad.
So, I got beefs with the Googles, okay? I got beefs. This is why I binged.
Speaking of loyalty.
This launch has not gone well, apparently.
It has not gone well. So apparently, it's obvious that Google wanted to make a splash. You know, at the I.O., they didn't announce a date. They just said it is guaranteed in July. But it's obvious they wanted to make a splash by the, like, as early as they can before, you know, mid-June rolls around. They wanted to just, like, boom, it's out. Go get it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? And then, boom, hey, you pre-ordered it. You bought it online. It's shipping. It's there. And something went awry. I don't know what it is, but obviously something went wrong. Because, you know, at work, we got the thing saying, don't sell until the 12th. Like, that was their intention, obviously. The 12th was the day it was coming out. And this is my deal. Like, I think Google just needs to fess up and just give us, like, I don't know if they can't give us a date. I don't know if now they don't know when it's coming out. But it's getting kind of aggravating.
Well, from what I've heard, they're actually sitting at UPS shipping centers waiting to go out. And the reason that they waited for, like, I know you said you have some. Waiting to be sold, and I know Office Depot has them and Staples has them.
Yep.
And the reason they're holding them is because they want all the people that ordered it on Google Play back in June to get theirs shipped out before they go on shelves. So, you know, take that for what you will. I personally, if I would have known that it was going to be going on sale at stores, I probably wouldn't have ordered it because they charged me like $20 shipping.
Oh,
and
really?
That's kind of ridiculous, but, you know. It is what it is, and, you know, I'm sure it'll be, you know, the date I heard was the 19th, originally.
Right.
And then the 12th came rolling around as a different date shortly after, you know, you had told us offline that, that you got them in. That's when the 12th started hitting, and then the delay is,
I think the delay is just to make it
PC for the people that ordered it online.
Right. I don't know. Maybe. But I can't tell you how hard I got when that box came in. I was like, oh, this is the greatest day ever. And then, yeah, just, oh, like major, like geek blue balls right now. I'm so basically what I did, I don't know if I talked about it on the show, but, you know, at work we sell iPads now and got a great deal on it, great price with the employee discount and the used price and everything. So I had it for about 2.5 weeks. I like the iPad. I had an iPad 2, 32 gig. Nice system. Really cool. I liked a lot of the games on Infinity Blade, like Rock My World for like a week. And I – once you experience some really, really good – like post-Android 3.1, like once you really experience like some really, really good solid Android operating system goodness – it's hard to jump into and really get a great feel and enjoy anything iOS. Like, it's sleek, it's sexy, it's real easy to use. I get that, and I appreciate that for what it is. But I there was something about the iPad that I wasn't gelling with. And I think it was because it was the operating system. And I always wanted to get – Chris, you and I have been talking about it back and forth, the Nexus, for quite some time now, for at least a month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah.
And it was what I wanted from first, but I was just a little too –
What's the big difference then? What's the big draw?
The big draw for me is customization. Like, yes. You can pretty much do whatever you want as far as look and feel to mm-hmm. your Android device. Mm-hmm. And along with that is that, like, one of the things that and my theory is that this is going to come to iOS eventually. Because iOS 5 and iOS 6 was all, you know, they're literally looking at things that Android has and they're putting mm-hmm. them in iOS. Yeah. And that's smart on their part. Because yeah. Right, and that's smart on their part because Android is doing the same thing, because if you look at 4.1, they have their like Siri sound alike on 4.1.
Yeah.
But you know, the widgets is something that I really, really love, because it's like I never have to pull up the weather. You know, I look at my home screen and the weather's right there, and it's
cool.
It changes all the time. And mm-hmm. if I want more details, I can click into the widget and get more details. And like, I have a calendar widget, so I don't ever have to enter my calendar. It's on my home screen. I just look at it and it goes.
Yeah.
If I want to play one of my podcasts, there's a play button on my home screen. I just hit the play button and it just plays my podcasts.
Like, I have an audio music podcast window. That is nothing mm-hmm. but for music and podcasts, and it's really, really good. The new Jelly Bean thing is doing some really cool stuff. Like, their GPS for this Wi-Fi only, like, that was my question. Like, why is there GPS on a Wi-Fi only, you know, a tablet? And apparently, you can, like, pick an area, and it'll save, like, you can pick a centered area, and you can save 80 megabytes worth of map, and showing side streets, main streets, sections of like businesses and restaurants that you can go to. You can save that area, go to that area under Wi-Fi, and still use the GPS. Really impressive stuff. So I'm really excited for it, but it's just, the weight is unbearable. But the other reason that I'm really looking forward to the Nexus, and I'm gonna be happy, and actually we're getting two. I'm getting one for Megan and myself, because I mean, just the basically when you look at price side by side, an iPad is two Nexuses, or two
right,
Nexi.
True.
Is that right? Two Nexi?
Nexi? That sounds good. Right. Nexus okay. devices. How about that?
There you go. And another big thing for me was, as a guy, like, trying to carry around an iPad, it's very clunky, and it's really, really big. So it's kind of hard for me, who, I don't want to carry a messenger bag all day just to carry my iPad. I don't want to do that. So walking around with my Vita,
that's right.
And my hair gel and hairspray. It's just, it's very, I don't know, I just don't want to have all that clutter in there, so.
Well, that's given, yeah, I mean, you're giving up size of the screen for size of the actual tablet, so.
Yeah, but apparently it runs really smooth in the screen, super sexy, so cannot wait. But I like to have a smaller tablet, I just like the idea of that better. So.
Well, my big thing about, one of the reasons that I've been kind of focused on the 7-inch tablets is because of, I've used my mom's iPad often mm-hmm. enough, and, you know, sitting there and holding it after a while, if you're like, I don't know if Jeff, I mean, you, I know you have one, so I don't know if this happens to you, but mm-hmm. it starts to like cramp up your hand a little bit, you know, and you have to adjust how you're holding it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the 7-inch tablets fit right in your palm, so you don't have to worry about that. You're not holding it up, you're just holding it in your palm. So I actually like that form factor. Now, that said, there's all this talk about the iPad mini now, and if the mm-hmm. iPad mini would have been announced before the Nexus was, I probably would have waited to see what they're doing with it.
No, you wouldn't have. Let's be honest.
No, I would have, because I do I still do want to have an iOS device. Yeah. If it's priced right, I would get one. But none of them are priced right for me.
Oh, of course not. They're Apple. They're overpriced.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting.
You honestly would never have. If you had to choose between the two of them, I don't think no matter price or anything, you would definitely go with the Nexus. 100%
if there was a 16...
We'll talk about more of this on the feature, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I mention one more thing about... it's kind of like a big deal. I don't want to gloat. I don't want to say it in like a braggart sort of way, but...
But you're going to, so go ahead.
In anticipation of the Nexus 7, I finally signed up for Google Plus.
And I win!
So, I had a reason to, because apparently it streamlines really well with the Nexus. So
yeah, the Nexus, you can do the Hangouts right there from the tablet,
so. Which is super baller.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, nice. And apparently they've done some modifications to Google Hangouts, mm-hmm. which may make it so that we can start doing a modified version of IndieStream again.
Okay.
So I'm going to be working with Glenn on that, hopefully this weekend sometime, to try and get that working. And I'll let you know when we're doing it too, because we'll want to have as many different ways of doing it as possible. And then, and after that, maybe Jeff will sign up for Google Plus.
Possibly. We'll see how well it works. That's honestly the only reason I'd use it for, though, is that's it.
Yeah. And that's fine.
I don't even have a social network. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I know. It's really, you know, it's more about, you know, for you to sign up, it's more about, you know, it would be an outlet to possibly get you involved in IndieStream if we started doing it. And exactly. We would probably change the name, just so you guys know.
Oh, fuck
that. Okay. Indus Plus.
Anyway, what else been up the last week?
That's it. Besides the whole, that's like, it. All right. That's it. Go, Jeff. Fine.
Nothing. That's why it's moving. Like, yeah, that's not much. Had a good last week. It was good times.
That's good. That's good.
That's about all there is to say, I guess.
Cool. Not much on this end. I'm actually my wife kind of surprised me with something today. She bought tickets. Okay, so I don't know what the place is called, but it's like one of those AMC dinner theaters that they've got.
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah.
So she actually got tickets for opening night for Dark Knight Rises.
That's cool.
That's a week from tomorrow. So, for you guys, it's this Friday, I guess we could say. And it's for 8 p.m., which is a big deal because she usually is, you know, she doesn't go out at night anymore because of the kids. So
yeah.
She apparently set it up already that her parents are coming over. They're going to watch Liam, and we're going to go out to a movie. It's going to be great.
That's pretty cool. On my vacation, it was a place that was very similar to that. It was called Cinnabar. And, I mean, they had food that they would deliver to you and everything, but it's set up like those movie theater restaurant type things.
Right, right.
But it's a bigger focus on booze and liquor and everything. Gotcha. So it was really neat, yeah.
There used to be
sounds
this place,
like my kind of place.
Yeah, there used to be this place called Cinema Grill in Sandy Springs that it was almost like a dollar theater, but it's a dollar dinner theater. Nice. And that was more focused on the meal because it actually, like, it wasn't like you're sitting in a movie theater with a little table in front of you.
Yeah.
It was sitting at a dinner table and there was a movie playing.
Yeah, we had a place like that in Mississippi, too, that was, like, similar to that. And that was the place that did all, like, the Rocky Horror Nights and everything.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, but that's it for me. So let's talk about some games. I want to talk about games. And I know you guys have something that you're going to talk about. So, Jeff, why don't we start with you?
Oh, my Mute button, seriously? My Mute button, okay, is it kind of like broken? Usually
what?
It didn't work when I pushed it. Now it kind of goes off and on when it just decides to. So if you hear me not say anything in like mid-sentence, just say something.
Okay. We've been dealing with it for like 3.5-4 years, Chuck.
I know.
Almost five, dude. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
This is new to me.
What the fuck have I been playing? I'm playing... I've been kind of on a little bit of a Halo kick lately. I've been playing a little Halo Anniversary, playing a little Halo Reach.
Okay.
You
got to tell
4.
Me when you play Reach, because I want to jump on and play some co-op, man. I need to. Yeah. I need
let's
to get
do it up.
That.
Like literally, the Reach where I was just sitting there playing one day, and I was like looking. I was on Halo Waypoint. I was just watching videos of Halo 4. I'm like, oh, I'm getting so hyped for this game. It looks so good. So I'm like, I'm gonna play some Reach, and just like randomly one day. Yesterday, I played some Halo CE.
All right.
It was fun.
We need to play some do the Halo night like on like a Wednesday, something that's really close to recording time, so it's like fresh in our mind, like Wednesday. Reach rounds. I don't know.
Wednesday reach rounds.
Yeah, there we go.
when is how many players is it co-op? Is it up to 4?
4.
Which one? Reach is 4.
Reach.
Yeah.
Reach is 4. Yeah. Yeah, let's do that, man. Let's do it up.
I kind of want to do it. Like I actually want to replay all of the Halos before Halo 4 is released. So
yeah.
That'd be kind of a good idea.
That'd be nice.
And we'll start with Reach, though, because Reach technically is the first in the whole series. Yeah. So, story, chronologically speaking.
Well, Halo Wars would be before that.
Well, I guess technically Halo Wars would be the first one.
We're not counting
that. Let's not play that.
Yeah. Let's not count that one.
We're not going to play that. What have I played? I played a little bit of Darksiders again. I was getting hyped up for Darksiders.
Darksiders. I cannot wait for it to come out.
Really bad platforming.
but everything else is so awesome. I did not play any Mass Effect 3, that's for sure, yet.
You only have like 2 hours left.
I know.
This Mass Effect 3 is going to be your dead space. Like, to stop.
It probably will be, because I just don't have the drive. Like, I know eventually it's going to hit. One day I'm going to be like, I have the urge to fucking play Mass Effect, and I'm going to jump back into it and, like, play that shit till the end in one sitting. But it just has not got to me yet.
You know what we could do to make that happen?
What?
We could play the multiplayer.
Ooh, yeah.
It's possible, yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, I haven't even tried it yet, so.
It's fun. It's good stuff.
It's fun.
I played, last Thursday after recording, we did a little bit of Fight Night. It just ended up being me and Jason. We played, what did we play? We played Street Fighter Cross Tekken for a while. Then we actually went to King of Fighters, which was really fun.
13 or 12?
13.
Okay, good.
No, not 12. That's not even possible like, to play online.
So you
Come
didn't
on,
actually
Chris.
Play if you're playing 12.
Yeah, exactly.
So you just kind of booted it up and kind of watched stuff happen.
Pretty much. No, it was fun because neither of us really knew what the fuck we were doing. And that's like, it was kind of fun in that aspect. But not so fun in the aspect of we didn't know what we were doing. There was something really crazy happening. So, but it was, sorry, I got the hiccups all of a sudden. It was kind of fun. We played for a bit until his internet crapped out on us, but that was kind of cool. There's one other game I played, but I don't know if I want to get... Like, Travis, is there anything else you played besides Episode 2 of Walking Dead before we want to jump into that, or...?
Let's talk it. Let's chat it
now.
Yeah.
That shit's awesome.
It's great.
Like, amazing.
See,
like,
I'm hearing a lot of people saying this, and I haven't actually played the first two episodes.
You haven't played the first one?
No, I didn't. I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it.
You need to, dude.
Dude, you'd love it.
That season pass is still open, right? Still there?
For PlayStation, yes.
For PlayStation, it is, yes.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. Like, they took the first one I thought was really good. I played the first one in one sitting, and it was last, I guess it was on Wednesday night. No, Tuesday night, I'm thinking. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna start Walking Dead, so I have something to talk about on tonight's show that's, like, kind of new.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down, and I played beginning to end.
Like, that'll do it to you.
Without a blink of an eye. I was like, holy shit. I just played
now, how long are the episodes? They're like 2 hours
This one
or
was
so?
Longer. This is about two and a half.
I'd say two and a half, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say this one's about two and a half. Yeah, like between two and a half. Because I did die a couple times. I had to redo a couple chapters.
I'll be honest with you. I thought the first one was a little bit longer. Because I felt the first one was a little more, like, you found yourself more fumbling around, like, what the hell do I do? Like, what's next?
Yeah,
like, trial and error to... Episode 1 felt more gamey to me, because it was like, it was just me going around clicking on everything.
Whereas
I didn't get much of that in Episode 2, and I appreciated that much more. Like, what you do in Episode 2 is more straightforward, and honestly, I think it tells a much better story than Episode 1.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I loved about this one, because it's very... As much as some things are kind of predictable, it did it so well... And I was like, there's so many times in the episode, I was like, oh my God, oh God, like, really? But that, it kind of made me realize, and this is also, I can't remember who it was on Twitter, I want to say it was, this is really going to bug me, Zeke,
okay.
But he said that his problem with the game is you never really feel like you're in control of your character, and I could totally get that. It's like, because really you're only making your main decisions, like, at certain points the story wants you to, and you're basically picking dialogue choices. Like, realistically, they could have put you in control of any one of the characters, the main characters or whatever, and it would still feel like the same game, which I can kind of like, but I mean, that's what adventure games kind of are.
I don't think that's what they were trying. I never felt like I was fully in control of King Graham in King's Quest.
Well, exactly.
And I think this is the same type of game, just a little more evolved. So I don't think that was what they were going for.
No, like, exactly. They weren't. But I guess the point is, both me and him, like, without spoiling anything, we saw something coming. But you, even though you see it coming, you can't do anything about it. But you can say that about any game, really. You can say that about, basically, like 99% of the games out there, unless it's something like Oblivion, like Skyrim, something where you can actually, like, kill anyone you freaking want to. Like, you really can't do that. You're going to have to go along with the story anyway. So it didn't really bother me. But I don't know. It's done really well. I think just the voice acting in that game is so great. The characters are believable. You actually care about certain characters now, because I get already from one episode, episode 1 to 2, I feel connections with certain characters, even though sometimes those characters put you in an awkward position, and you're like, fuck, man, you've been so loyal. Like, what do I do here? And it's the first game that I've felt, like, consistently from beginning of episode 1 to the end of episode 2, that my choices actually had a shitload of weight and actually had to think. Like, okay, yes, Mass Effect 3, we all said, had really big decisions in it.
This one.
But it's way different. And it's like, it's because there's no morality meter, like good or bad, it makes it. Okay, there's a part, without spoiling anything, where you get mad at someone in your. Or this person who's like in your group gets mad at you because you only have a certain amount of food rations left and you bring other people back to your camp.
Yes.
So she's like, you know what? Fuck it. If you think it's so easy, you take it. You have 4 things of food. You
and like can 10 give people.
Out, the 11 people here. And you have to actually pick who you're going to give these 4 things of food to out of 11 people. And
it's
I
rough.
Sat there. I was like, fuck, what do I do? Like, do I give it to, like... And don't forget, you meet like a really little girl at the beginning of episode 1... And I'm like, well, do I give the food to her, or should I give it to the people that are really active and help me out to keep their energy up or whatever? And I was sitting there like for a little while being like, this is probably 20 minutes of my fucking game time.
Yeah.
Like, who am I going to give this fucking piece of beef jerky to?
Right.
And I was like, this is really good, the way they're doing this.
I dug deeper into that because I was sitting there and said, okay, well, I know who I'm going to give this to now, but what do I give them? Like, I want to give the girl, you know, the crackers and cheese because it tastes good for her, but she needs the protein. She needs the
jerky. Exactly.
Like, I was sitting there like, well, she needs to have this. She's gonna eat this. You're, okay, take this. Like, it was, and then
like, okay. Well, this isn't spoiling anything. Who did you give the food to? This could be different too, depending on how you even played episode 1.
Yeah, exactly. Because we might not have the same people, but I gave it to because some people just turn. They say thank you, they appreciate it, but they turn you away. Mm-hmm. I gave it to I don't want to say names. Basically, women and children.
Okay.
The most of the women and children that I can give it just that just felt right. And then one of the wounded, one of the wounded males.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't. Oh, yeah. I don't even know if I had a wounded male actually. But I did the opposite. I gave it to the son and father of people that were like really helped me out. Mm-hmm. The girl that was pissed at me. Like, I won't name names. And I can't remember who I gave the fourth one to.
Did you give it to the asshole? Did you?
No,
give it to him?
God,
me
no,
neither.
God,
me neither.
No,
fuck
no,
that guy.
Hell
right?
No. Fuck him. No. Didn't
well, you
him
say that
I gave it to his daughter.
That's what this game is so great about, though, is that like there's this guy, like even from episode 1, you just can't stand. Like he's
no,
meant
can't
to
stand
be
at all.
The antagonist to him, but by the end of episode 2,
you kind of
completely turn around. Like I am devastated. Yeah. By like just certain things that happen and through the story, it's like, okay, you know what? I don't hate this guy anymore. Yeah. I don't hate him anymore.
And
so,
I started disliking a different character kind of for selfish reasons.
Exactly.
Like, oh, it's such a good job of like building up characters and character development. So much more like I enjoyed season 1 of Walking Dead, and I think since then a lot of people have kind of hated on it. I haven't seen season 2, so I can't tell. But this to me is better than the show, and this is only after 2 episodes.
I do like the TV show a lot. I really do. I mean, all the differences they made between the books and everything. Regardless, I do love the TV
still
show.
Like it.
But I am, if I have a look at the books, the video game, and the TV show, I would rank it books, video game,
TV show,
and the TV show for sure. Because I mean, it's the game is so well done. I mean. Man, I mean, how is Telltale going to top this game?
No, I don't know. And I do have one major complaint. It's not really major, but you're literally, at some points, you're literally playing a cinematic. Or not even a cinematic. It's like a, maybe you didn't notice this, but okay, there's 2 parts in episode 2 where you're supposed to sneak.
Right.
And you can't move left or right. You can only move forward or backward.
Right.
And this is a complete example of you literally playing a cutscene.
Yeah.
Because the character does not have arrest animation. It's literally like Telltale filmed this scene of him walking up to the door.
Yeah.
And then they just rewind it and start it from there and you're pushing up. It's like doing an instant replay in a sports video game.
Right.
Yeah, and that's kind of brought me out of it. I was like, oh, but I mean, it's better than just watching it, I guess.
It was a good use of interactivity in the genre. I mean, it is kind of hard because there are some points in Walking Dead where it is like balls to the wall, action packed, and it's hard to play that out in a basically a point and click adventure game.
Oh, exactly.
I think they're doing the best they can with the engine that they built for it.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm pretty happy with it. And that game, man, that game makes me fucking jump.
There's some scary action, and not even just like skin, like, just, like, cringe feeling. Not even just, like, scaring, like, jumpy scary. Like, just pure, like, uncomfortableness.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I wish we could do, like, maybe we should do a spoiler show on
I think we need to spoil, like,
every episode. Yeah, like, every couple episodes or something like that, we should do a spoiler show, because there's some stuff in this that I just, like, want to talk about. Because especially the ending to episode two, I have some questions to ask you what you think. But yeah, I'm enjoying it to hell. It came out of left field for me. Love it. Love it. I can't wait till episode three, which is supposed to be coming out in August. So, July.
I'm not sure. Who knows? Take that with a grain of salt, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it was supposed to be monthly. But you know, you disagreed with me in an email thread. But I mean, if these
I didn't disagree with you. I just said I couldn't give a game.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I truly feel that if these episodes continue with the quality that it's going, I mean, this Walking Dead could easily be my game of the year. Like, I am enjoying this more than anything. And these are things, and I don't only want to just go back and replay episode two. It makes me want to go back and play episode one completely differently.
Yeah.
And then go through episode two.
You could have totally different characters throughout the entire game, basically, if you do an episode one.
Yeah, for sure. So. But yeah, it's a good game. Yeah. I played that, what is that, Renegade Ops? I did play that a little bit.
Oh, I did play it. That's the other game.
We didn't play together. I played a little bit before you jumped on. But.
Okay, yeah, I played the first level. That game's good, man. It's like a next-generation Strike game. Those games are fun, like the Desert Strike.
Yeah,
like Desert Strike.
I do, yeah.
It's exactly what those things are like. In fact, if I could be mistaken, but I think some of the people who did Renegade Ops were behind some of those games, like Urban Strike or whatever, back in the day.
There's a lot of it there. The game has really, really good destructibility. It's just hitting your boost and like driving through a building is just really like oddly satisfying.
Yeah. How far did you get? Did you get to the point where you get to
I played just a little bit into Chapter 2.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I went ahead and finished the boss.
Chapter 2 yet. So.
Yeah, I finished the first level and everything. It's really cool. The game plays really well. Like, because, I mean, you could try to go back and play those Strike games. They're really rough to play, but.
And they were
difficult games at their own time.
They were
then,
hard at
but,
the time, yeah.
But this game right here, which I can tell easily, this game, it gets really, really difficult. But using the twin stick format is perfect for this type of game.
Yep.
Really, really plays well.
I think it's a lot of fun. It's free on PSN Plus, so it's perfect price right now.
I like that game.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go through it. We should try co-op. I want to see what co-op's like. Everyone says co-op's awesome in it.
So. Is it just two players, or is it go
I think more? It's just two player, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
I could be wrong. Could be wrong. Chris.
Yo.
Or Travis.
Yo.
Did you play anything else?
That's it. I played every... I'm jumping back and forth and back and forth to all four Metal Gear Solids.
Jumping back and forth between all of them?
I am playing through four, and then I was like, oh, well, I got two and three on my Vita, so I started playing three.
Yeah.
And then I started playing two, and now I fired up Metal Gear Solid 1 today.
Well, you can beat one in like 2 hours.
Because I'm going through the game, and I'm like, man, this strikes up a question. Like, I don't remember this in a... What was their motivation in the first game? So I jump back to Metal Gear 1. And I'm like, okay, that makes more sense. Because that story, it is not like the most straightforward thing.
Yeah, it is really complex. It's hard to keep up.
So complex, yeah. So.
I'm pretty sure Kojima didn't even know what the fuck he was doing. He was just kind of tying.
You know what? You say that, but when you go back, it's like, oh, genius. It had to be from the start. Like, it's really cool. Yeah. Like, well, Snake has the dominant genes, and Snake looks like Big Boss, and Liquid has the recessive genes, and he looks like Eva, you know. So it's kind of like they knew what they were doing in a way. So I don't know.
As much as this is kind of blasphemy to say, I never played Metal Gear for the story, which
what?
Is really fucked up, dude. I can't. I just lost. Like I was like, I don't know what the fuck. I could not tell you the storyline to any Metal Gear game. I like watching the pretty cutscenes.
I'm with you, Jeff.
Yeah, I could not tell
you. Oh, don't get me wrong. I played every Metal Gear Solid like three or four times, and I still can't tell you the story.
But okay, that's probably why you get some grasp. But I played through one like three times, two twice, three never beat it, and four one and a half times. But it's like going through four, I remember being like, I don't know what the fuck she's saying right now, but damn, that is some hot-ass titty textures on her right now, and that's all I'm looking at.
Titty textures. Well, there's our title for the show.
Awesome. Make sure you write that down.
That is some cleavage. Damn, that leather looks real. Cool. Chris, what's been distracting you, man?
Oh, shit. Same old stuff, man. Playing Diablo. Got my wizard to level 60.
Yeah, congrats, man.
Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Get
you got there
Nephilim
before
buffs.
I did, and you were so worried. Like, you guys are so far ahead of me, and you...
Yeah, now I... Yeah. Well, you stopped playing, so...
I got 8 levels to go. I haven't played in a long time, to be honest.
But, yeah. Actually, after I got to level 60, I pretty much got to level 60, and I was at the point where I was very close to being... I was just done playing about the time when I got to level 60. Okay. So I exited out and went to the auction house and spent about 600,000 gold and boosted my DPS from about 9,800 to about 24,000.
Holy shit.
So, yeah. Once you get to level 60...
But you spent 600 grand.
600,000 is not a lot. I bought 5 things. I bought a weapon, a source, a belt... Mm-hmm. And I think gloves and bracers.
Oh, nice. And this is the thing though, like, because
I still don't like.
Good lord, I hear Megan bitch about it every night.
I honestly
isn't it sad that
that's
you couldn't
kind of
get
sad
in
awesome
60 levels
that.
You could not find that weapon.
That's the problem, man.
Yeah.
Between level
it's,
like 50
it's a huge,
and 60,
huge issue.
It's like they force you to go to the auction, and I honestly hate that. I'm like, that's the fun of it. It's fun. That's
and,
why I actually.
Yeah,
that's
and the thing with that game is it should be where the end game. Is constantly finding better loot, and that should be fun.
Yeah,
and
yeah, but in reality, what it is and you know why it is this way? It's
auction
because they put so many stats on their stuff.
Yeah,
you know the because you not only have the random aspect of what you're going to get, but now you have a completely random aspect of what stat boosts you're going to get. Or what special abilities that the piece
well, that was
of
like, that was
equipment
like Diablo 2 as well.
Yeah, I know, but that's one of the reasons that it makes it so difficult, and that's one of the reasons why some other loot games don't have this type of problem because weapons are weapons, armor is armor. You know, in some of those other games.
I think Blizzard does it on purpose, though. It's the percentage of getting these stats, and I honestly think they have some kind of weird algorithm because they need to force people to use the auction house because forcing people to use the auction house means they're getting more money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're making it so like, if you're at a certain level, chance of you getting something that's going to actually significantly increase your stuff to the point of you want to equip it is going to be very low. I'm pretty sure this can just be like up the chances of finding rare stuff, up the chance of finding whatever your stat is that builds DPS or whatever for your character or whatever resistance you need for this act. They could easily do that.
Yeah.
It's just that they don't do that because they want people to sell their shit to
make money. This is the way it goes for me when I'm playing Diablo. I see a yellow. If it's anything except for a ring or an amulet, I don't get excited about it. If it's a ring or an amulet, I get excited because I'm probably going to be able to sell it for a lot in the auction house. Because I'm not going to be able to use any
sad.
Of this shit.
That's sad. Cause
you
it's
know?
Like
it really is. And you know what it is going through this makes me more and more excited for Torchlight.
Yeah, I can see that.
So,
but they,
speaking
yeah,
of Torchlight, we still need, Jeff, you and I still need 2 more people to go in on that buy 4 thing.
Yeah, I'm good to go. If we can get 2
well,
more
for Torchlight 2?
I'm good. Yeah.
Are you down?
What's the buy 4 thing?
Yeah, you buy 4. You buy 3, get 1 free, basically.
Oh, let's do it.
All right, so we need one more person involved. One more person involved.
Megan will play.
Yeah, she probably will.
She's
actually.
Getting tired of like the lack of loot in Diablo. So she, I mean, if there's a game that gives loot,
yeah, but she's gonna go back to. She's got to go back to work in a few weeks, though. She's gonna be able to play it.
She's gonna keep playing the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I got news. There's no stopping. Just
well,
cold turkey.
Run it by her, and then if she's good to go, then
yeah, then we've got our 4.
Yeah, we'll see.
Cool.
She'll play it.
Very cool.
It's also making me a lot more excited for Phantasy Star Online 2 because I've been hearing people talking about that game now.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Gerstmann's loving the hell out of that.
He is loving the hell, and he hated Phantasy Star Universe.
No, he couldn't stand it.
He hated Phantasy Star Universe. Yeah. So, yeah, I heard him talking about it on the last couple episodes of Bombcast, and he's been loving it. So,
yeah, that podcast is okay, I guess.
Yeah, it's okay. besides that, play some more Gravity Rush. I'm getting close to being done. Hopefully, it will be soon. Diablo keeps me away from playing Gravity Rush. That's a bad thing. I need to get back and play.
I love how the fact that you went from totally fucking hating on Diablo to now it's fucking keeping you away from other shit, and you're the first one out of at least the two of us to hit level 60.
I was the first one out of the two of us. That's
three
that's
of
good.
Us.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Travis is never going to play the game.
That's true.
Nope.
But I thought for sure I was going to hit 60 way before you did. I was like,
I was too, to be honest with you. But you just kind of hit a wall and stopped playing.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks I have not played. I will get back into it. I just need to sit my ass in front of my computer.
And honestly, the only thing that really kept me away from Diablo is that I didn't know if I was going to enjoy playing it because I didn't really enjoy playing the first one. I didn't really enjoy playing the second one. But I don't know if it's having a gaming rig on my TV or if it just is a you know, that I'm approaching the control scheme differently, but could be a bit of both. It's more fun.
Could be the fact they did everything so fucking awesome in this one presentation.
Except for the loot.
Except I was going to say, except for the main important thing once you reach level fucking 50 is the loot.
level fucking anything above 10.
Actually, I was going to say, no, I was going to say, it wasn't until about the mid-40s, I think, when I really stopped finding really good stuff.
By the time I got to the end of Act 3 on normal, I was like, I'm not getting anything good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like 20-25, and it was like, I'm not getting anything. This is ridiculous.
Shit.
And I went to the auction house and spent like 50,000 gold, and all of a sudden I had doubled my armor and DPS. I mean, it was ridiculous. Yeah. So, but anyway.
Anything else?
No, that's it. That's it.
All right.
So, news.
Let's do some news. What do we got, Jeff?
Well, we got, you know, that Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah, they got a couple of new ones coming out.
It's okay. I've played a little bit of it.
Well, they're going to make a movie. And at first, this could have been a huge who gives a shit, because, you know, video game movies have not been... They don't have a good track record, let's put it that way. But Michael Fassbender, for people who don't know, he plays Magneto in Last Stand, and he's also the guy you see his penis in Shame. And apparently, he's hung like a donkey. So, Shame, I don't know, it's some movie.
You could have mentioned like the guy in Prometheus, but no, you had to go straight to the
dong. Oh, he's also the guy in Prometheus too. But
he went straight to the penis.
He's the guy in Prometheus with the big penis, apparently. So I've heard. Yeah. But he's a really good actor, and he's producing, and he is cast as the lead, which they haven't said whether it's going to be like Ezio or Altair or anything like that. But That gives me hope.
It's got to be Ezio, man.
That gives me hopes.
Or it's got to be that period.
They're not going to start with Ezio.
It's got to be that period.
Nah, he'll be Desmond or something.
Ugh. I was going to say, yeah, they might make him Desmond, actually, so he can be...
But I mean, if they're going to put him in the Animus, it's got to... I mean, got to do that Roman era. That was awesome.
But either way, that's kind of cool, and that kind of gave a lot of people hope, and, you know, because you get a good actor like that tied to something like this is also being producer, that's usually a good sign, so...
I guess we'll see.
We'll see what happens. What else? What else happened this week or this?
There's more movies.
Week in a bit.
Right?
There was Deus Ex.
Not as much hype. Deus Ex, which could be cool,
depending on the.
If they did that right, that could be a really cool movie.
Agreed. But there's not too much details on that. Oh, what was the other one? I'm forgetting another one.
God of War.
God of War.
Oh, God of War. Yeah, which kind of. Well, we talked about this briefly off the air because the screenwriters for it are the guys who screenwritten.
who wrote?
Screenwriters and writers are kind of different, but yeah, okay. Who basically did that for the Saw movies?
But the question is, what Saw movie?
Which
because
Saw
like,
movie,
there's like
exactly.
four or five different groups of writers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we're talking like Lee Whannell, the creator of Saw and the guy who wrote Insidious, I'm all for it. I'm hype about God of War officially, but if it's anyone else, I'm a little wary.
Yeah, and I mean, if I was any more. Or any less incompetent, I would have figured out who those writers were. I'm not sure if they're actually said in the news article. you guys keep talking while I look it up.
Oh, I was looking it up too.
See, I don't. Who's writing it doesn't make me skeptical about it. The fact that it's based on a video game makes me skeptical about it.
Well, I don't know. A good screenwriter can go far. Like, I mean, okay, look at Joss Whedon. He made he did the screenplay for Avengers, and it was amazing. So, I mean, he's a guy who knows how to write and knows how to do good banter between characters and knows the genre. So, that's obviously had an effect on how good that movie is.
Okay, yeah. So, they got the two guys that did 4, 5, 6, and Saw 3D.
All right. So, God of War is
going
to suck.
Is going to suck. Who gives a shit? No, thank you.
Oh, man. Was there another news item we had besides those?
Oh, yeah! Or whatever it's called. What is that system called?
Oh, the Ouya.
The Ouya.
Ouya.
And take it away, Chris.
okay, well, for those who have been living under a rock for the past 3 days,
a
couple
of
days ago, this Kickstarter started called Ouya. And the idea is that they are making a game console that is going to be extremely cheap and is going to allow... developers that usually develop for mobile platforms to develop for that type of architecture that would hook up to your TV. So it is based, it is built on Android, and it is not an Android console. It is a console built on Android. I want people to know the difference. The Dreamcast was a console built on Windows CE. It was not a Windows CE console. So that's my comparison. But it's it looks pretty cool. You know, they've got their own interface drawn up. If you watch the video on their Kickstarter, it's got it looks like they're really trying to get like an online component to it as well. Who knows how this will work out? I definitely do not think it's going to be the next big thing. They will not be competing with PS3 and 360. It will be a niche market, but it's going to be a pretty big niche market because it has already in 2 days gotten up to $4.2 million backed with 33,300 backers. And that is pretty
impressive.
For
those who keep in tabs, that's more money than the Vita has brought in the past 7 months.
Brilliant. That is correct.
Which is very sad. Very, very sad.
No, it's pretty cool. If you go to the Kickstarter, they have a video where they're kind of explaining what they're trying to do. The actual console is basically, you know, we were talking about the Nexus tablet earlier. It's basically a Nexus tablet without the screen. It's just HDMI out, 1080p capability.
I thought it does have a screen on it.
No.
Oh. Okay.
No, the Ouya is a television based console. It's HDMI out to your television.
Oh, I totally thought it had a screen on it.
No. And it's gonna be another console to hook to your TV, and it's gonna run $99. It's gonna run all downloadable games, and all games will have a free to play component. It's kind of misleading the way they
basically
they,
means have a trial. Or
yeah,
a
they
or
so yeah, it could be a demo. You know, every game will have a demo of some sort. They've gotten a lot of good press so far, and a lot of developers have said good things about them. So I guess we'll see, including that game company, which is kind of unusual to me because that game company has only done anything with Sony right now.
Well, it's because they had an exclusivity with them. Now they don't. Their contract's over.
Oh, is that right? Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's very possible that you might see something from that game company on this thing. So it's supposed to launch in March. And I think it's a really cool idea. I really do.
I think it's definitely, yeah. I bet you Apple's sitting back being like,
Well.
And thinking like, because they have their Apple TV. If they can.
And that's the thing. If they could get Apple TV to do what this is doing, it would be a much more interesting product at $99.
Yeah. But I don't even know how much Apple TV is.
It's $99.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, Apple TV is $99, but it's pretty much just a media center. So you can do AirPlay with your iPhone and your iPad and show videos and stuff off your phone, but you don't have a whole lot of access to the apps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's not really a controller. Either.
The price is right. I mean, it's got a dual stick controller with the
It's got a straight up.
It looks a little bit like a PlayStation controller, a little bit.
Yeah, it actually, if you look at their designs, they're making it more like a 360 controller. It's going to have that stick layout.
The stick layout is the same as the PS.
Right. It's apparently going to have like a touchpad for games that are made for the touch screen.
That's probably what I thought was a screen when I saw the pictures. Then
maybe that could be it.
I honestly thought it was a portable system that was going to play all. Like Android and based games, but you don't have to have like the phone or whatever, and just like have the sticks. That's what I thought it was.
That's misleading about it because this is not it does not run Android. It's built on Android. Now, what they did say is that they're happily allowing people to do whatever they want to the console. They don't care what
they said it was hackable.
Hack it and root it and do all that stuff. So I give it. Less than a week before this game comes out, where there's a straight up version port of the latest Android operating system on it.
And that was one of the knocks on it too, is that a lot of people who want to charge money for stuff on this thing probably won't put stuff on there just because they're openly saying it's hackable, which just means it's going to be hackable to mean you're going to be able to get all the shit for free. So they're kind
that's
of like, I don't know.
Not necessarily what it means.
Well, no, but there's been some developers said like that's kind of been like. Ugh.
Yeah, and I can see where that would be a concern, but I think the vast majority of the people that would get it would probably not be doing that. So
I doubt that.
Really?
This seems like a homebrew console. Like, I think all the people that want to do that shit are going to get it. Because they're all about the homebrew and hacking shit and seeing what they can do with it. I think that's going to be one of the bigger markets that they're not trying to get, but a lot of the people that are going to be interested in it are going to do that. They're saying, hey, it's hackable. Go for it. Do whatever the fuck you want with our console. If people are going to do it, that whole community is going to be like, hell yeah, we're going to see what we can do with this thing. Now, that's a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's like, now you can, now you're, I guarantee you there's going to be, like, not that we advocate it or not, there's probably going to be some really fucking good, like, 16-bit, maybe even 32-bit fucking emulators running on this.
Well, that's the thing. Android already has them. So
that being said, I'll buy that. I'll buy that quick. I'm not going to advocate it, but I'll buy the shit out of it. Yeah. Is that the same thing?
No. Sure, no. Maybe.
Don't do it, whatever. But I'm going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah. Oh, no. Like, I mean, don't do it.
but that's the thing. It's like, I don't think, what I'm getting at is I don't think it's necessarily that people are going to hack this device to get access to free games. I think people they want to hack this device to make it more powerful. Like, if I were gonna get this machine, I would root it, and I would want the Ouya operating system on top with access to like the Android Market or Android Play or whatever it is, Google Play. I still think that's a stupid name, but whatever. So that's all I would want. I don't want access. I don't want free games. I want access to the games that I already got on Android.
Yeah,
you know, it's like. One of the games that they're advertising is Triple Town. It's one of the things that I've been talking about lately. Well, I don't want to buy Triple Town again. Well, I didn't buy Triple Town, but I just want to grab my version of it and play it.
Yeah, of course. You want it to be transferable.
Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of where
I'm going.
Gotcha.
I gotcha.
And the big concern that I have is that this is just going to turn into that. It's going to turn into something that people buy root and just play Android games on, and I don't want that to happen. I want there to be developers that actually develop something for this console, because one of the things
come down to how much money they can make on it.
Exactly. But one of the big complaints about development for Android is that it's fragmented and there's so many different devices and so many different versions that you can get. Well, this kind of goes away from that, because there's going to be one version of this console and that's what you're going to be developing for. So I'm hoping that kind of spark some developers to make games, because it's actually an architecture that's going to be static. So, but I guess we'll see.
Yep. I'm interested. It looks kind of cool. I'll see more a little bit when it happens.
I went ahead and
big names behind it too that are designing it and everything. So, and it's already a prototype and everything. It's not like it's just starting from the ground up. So.
Now, did they say like what kind of like hardware can connect to it? Like, is it like USB? Like,
they have
like
USB. HDMI. There's a USB. There's a HDMI port, and I think that might have been it. The controller is wireless, and I'm pretty sure that you can use...
Oh, so there's a wireless controller built... Oh, that's baller.
Yeah, so there's a wireless controller, but the thing only comes... I mean, it's literally like the $200 Nexus tablet without the screen, because it's the Tegra 3 quad-core processor. It's a gig of RAM.
Oh, wow, okay.
And it's eight gigs of onboard storage. And
so it's the Nexus.
It's literally the Nexus. It's almost like they took it out of the machine and stuck it in here. But I think the USB is mainly so that you can have some sort of external storage.
So. Gotcha.
But I mean, they've well passed. I've already backed them. I don't know if Travis.
Of course you have. It's fucking Android based,
dude. I don't care if this was iOS-based, I would still would have backed it. If it was everything, this was the same, except it was built on iOS, I still would have backed it. Because I think the idea is awesome. I don't give a shit that it's on
Android. It is a cool idea.
So I've already backed it, and one of the first update came out, and they were like, we have no idea what to do with all this extra money, please give us ideas. So they actually were like, the people who backed, they sent the update, and the people who backed, they asked them to send in email ideas. To email them ideas on what to do with what more they could put into the console. So, and they've been asking like, what games do you want on it? You know, if there's games on Android or any other platform that you want, email them and let them know. So, I think they're really trying to do right for the players, and I think that it looks like they're focusing on the right things. They're focusing on the players and they're focusing on the developers. And if they could actually get the word out and make this happen, it could be a pretty big niche market. So it's not going to sell millions, but, you know, I can see it selling, you know, 1 or 2 million.
1 or 2. It's not going to sell millions. We're going to sell 1 or 2 million.
Well, when I say millions, I mean like
Xbox
360.
It's going to be a very big niche market.
Well, 1 or 2 million is pretty big niche, yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, it wouldn't really be niche and big. It's kind of an oxymoron. But anyway, yeah, I know what you're saying. I see where you're going.
Yeah. So is Jumbo Shrimp.
Exactly, yes. The squared circle.
There you go. But, yeah, that's it about Ouya. I actually have contacted them to try and get them on the show because I'm interested in talking to them because I want to know more about how they're going to run because the thing is cheap. They're not going to be making a lot of money off of it. So what are they doing? You know, what else are they doing to stay in business and just keep this thing supported? So
I'm they just got $4 million.
Yeah, yeah. And of that $4 million, you have to send everybody a console.
Yeah, so. And also, what's it called, takes a little bit of a hit of it, too. So.
True, Kickstarter takes some money, too. So.
Yeah, cool.
What else we got?
Any other news? That's it. I think that's it.
That's it, yeah.
The only other thing that I had is depressing. And Project Sora, the developers of Kid Icarus, got shut down.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
More closings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Whoever made that decision, oh, we're not going to put in the second fucking analog pad to play this game.
I blame Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking idiots.
Shoddy.
Sorry for them. They're going to find new jobs, obviously. Ship. But
yeah, I'm sure they will.
They will. I mean, a lot of people from 38 Studios, they all found new jobs and shit already, so that's good on them.
Yeah.
But
talent will get work. That's what it boils down to. So.
The guy who developed Controls, on the other hand, well, you know what?
Who made that design decision?
Maybe you'll
Yeah, we want everybody but you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's take a break then.
All
right. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about brand loyalty in industry. And then we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us and we'll be right back. It's time to wake up.
Interactive Distractions would like to publicly thank our many sponsors. Kind and caring souls such as, nobody. Really, it is fine. We will be okay on our own. Thanks anyway. If you need us, we will be turning tricks on the corner to pay our hosting fees. And now back to the show.
And welcome back.
You're welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Today we are doing a little topic that was...
Fanboy!
The fanboy topic, yeah. That's basically it. I think it was Sean Recupito who brought up the topic last week in one of his emails. So we're going to be talking about which industry has the most loyal, the brand loyal customers. And we got a few emails on this, so I'm going to pass it over to Mr. Travis and let him do those.
Mr. Travis.
That's what Megan's kids call you, right?
The Bommy Travis.
I guess. I don't know. I don't really see those guys. You know me. I'll
stay over there.
Okay, is Travis going to go around 25 little kids? No, not going to happen. Anyway,
I think legally it can't happen.
Legally, no, it can't happen.
You've been banned from elementary schools.
About 100 feet away from the school. I have to stay away. So, coming from Sean Recupido himself, he says, does the video game industry have the most brand loyal customers of any industry? If it doesn't, it's sure close. Or maybe it just feels that way because I used to visit video game message boards frequently, and there would be constant arguments over what is the best console. The only industry I can think of that might have as many brand loyal customers is the auto industry. But that is because a car can cost close to a year's salary for some people, and when they're making a decision, they go with what has worked in the past. People can be very brand loyal in the electronic industry as well, but in the electronic industry, you're buying soulless devices. You can buy any brand TV and watch any TV show ever made on it. But with consoles, you want certain games, then you're forced to buy the entire package.
True enough.
You grew up loving a certain game series and the game series is only available on a certain console, then your love of the game and your love of the console become symbolically linked. It's like crack. They get you hooked, and then you do whatever it takes to get some more. And when someone tries to offer you marijuana instead, it just won't do. And when there is one,
I hope you are not speaking from experience.
And when there's one dealer in town who has exactly what you need, then guess what? That guy becomes your life partner. Sure, Microsoft and Sony offer close substitutes, but close doesn't cut it for us gamers.
Oh, I love that Sony brand crack. It's awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah.
I was going to actually mention the auto industry, because I was for a while a brand loyalist to Mitsubishi.
Mitsubishi.
Yeah.
And to an extent I still am, but the difference is that it's like, I'm not going to argue with people about Mitsubishi being better than anything. So it's not like, I mean, I am a right. fan of Mitsubishi, but I guess to that extent, I'm not a fanboy of Mitsubishi. Mm-hmm. I guess, mm-hmm. does that make sense? It's like, yeah. I mean, there's this big thing about, I mean, what's the Mitsubishi's big car right now is the Evo, and there's this big, like feud going on between them and Subaru and the Impreza STI. And, you know, which one is faster and which one drives better and blah, blah, blah. It's like, I don't care. I think they're both sexy cars. I just prefer the Mitsubishi.
You know, you're used to it probably, right?
Well, I honestly, between those two, it's like the new styling of the Subaru. I don't like it as much. I don't know what they did something that made it, that made it so it's not as attractive to me. Mm-hmm. Like the older, like less than 5 years ago. Those Imprezas were gorgeous cars. And, you know, it's just, you know, now it's like, I just prefer the way the Mitsubishi looks. So. Mm-hmm.
Video games.
Yes, video games.
That was still
we are talking about other industries. That is part of this topic.
Okay.
But, I'll save my thoughts for last. So yeah. Emails.
I think a lot of the battling when it comes to the auto industry is what comes with American automakers. You know, it's the fans of the American.
Well, there's people like
it's the Chevy
Americans.
Ford thing, basically.
Yeah, it's the Chevy Ford yeah.
versus fucking Nissan.
It's GM Ford Chrysler. That's what it's about, and you know.
Yeah, you don't ever hear someone say, "Why do you get a Honda when you can get a Ford?" Like no one
nobody says that.
You'll say people who are hardcore in American cars will say that for sure.
Well, no, they'll just say, "Why won't you just get an American car?"
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They might not. Yeah. I
why you buy that Japanese shit?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
You probably voted for Obama too.
You're going for that fucking socialized healthcare, you fucking socialist.
I'm moving to Canada.
Yeah.
You really have no idea what you're talking about, do you?
Yeah. Oh, God.
The ignorance of the American public.
Yeah. Well, that's what it comes down to realistically with video games. It's ignorance. I mean, they take a console that they have just because they have it and they like it. And then because I see it every day, and I get the question and I'm at the point where I tell people to their face,
"Hey Travis, which is better, 360 or PS3?"
Oh my God, that's like the worst. And I'm at the point now where I literally tell people that I do not like that question at all. I was like, "I'll answer it for you."
I'll say, "What do you like?" What are your gaming habits like?
Well, here's my spiel. All right, I say I don't like that question. Okay. Yeah. You know, I ask them, what do they call us? What is the name of a person who plays video games all the time?
Gamer.
And they're like, gamers. Okay? I said, exactly. We're not consolers. We're gamers. It's about the games. Now, if you like PlayStation and you're hardcore on PlayStation and Xbox sucks, but it's because of the fact that Xbox does not have God of War or Infamous or Uncharted or Heavy Rain and games like that, that's a valid argument. Because we're gamers and it's about the games. But if you just like, if the Xbox 360 is shit just because you don't like the fact you have to pay for online, or just because it's Xbox, it's a ridiculous conversation. Like you're just being a fanboy.
It comes down to people wanting to justify their purchase, and no one ever wants to think that what they bought is inferior.
Yeah.
So
and that's what I keep on trying to tell people. One console is not better than the other.
No.
Be happy with your system. There's nothing wrong with that. But you don't have to sit there and bash another person's console of choice because of the fact that they're just playing something different. It's not yours. Yeah. Like, I'll tell people, I come off when I'm having these conversations with people because it aggravates the shit out of me. And come off and sound elitist a little bit sometimes, but I say, this is the reason I get everything.
Yeah. Exactly.
I want everything. I want to be able to play everything.
Not everybody can have that luxury, right. though.
I really can't. I mean, it's not easy for me to have it.
No,
I
it
choose
sucks,
to have it, so I have to sacrifice other things to have that and everything.
Yeah, of course.
It's not my fault that he lives in his mom's basement. And he doesn't have a fucking job. And all he can have is the Xbox, the 4 gig Xbox that his mom can afford. I can't help that.
Yeah.
But. Homeboy's got a job, and I can.
Homeboy.
I want it, so I'm gonna get it. It's as simple as that. So I don't want to hear that bullshit.
Gotcha.
I don't want to hear that. So,
well, you know what we do want to hear though? Let's hear another email. Unless he still has somewhere here.
I'm already getting pissed. I can already
yeah,
feel
that's
it.
That's what I was going to say. Settle down. We're not.
No, because I do
we
this every goddamn day.
We have emails going through.
Oh, and I can't stand it. Okay, anyway. Hey, guys. Zeke here.
Hey.
What's up, Zeke?
I don't think the video game industry have the most loyal customers. If that were true, we would not have as many studios closing down this year. Even on the hardware side, we have Atari, SNKs, Neo Geo, Sega, and soon Nintendo to look at. I think the Wii U will be Nintendo's last home console. They pooped out on the hardcore gamers with the Wii, and at the same time, they didn't deliver for the casual market, so they don't want to invest in another console they won't play. And to get back to the topic, I don't see hardcore getting back to Nintendo just for the sake of supporting the brand. Too fast. Okay, if we are talking loyal customers in any industry, I think Sony could take a page of Apple's playbook. Wow. Deliver stuff that fucking works together, you ass faces. How the hell can you own one of the biggest music and movie studios and not preload that on your It Only Does Everything system?
Yeah.
Who approved a handheld that doesn't play new games for your old system? I did consider myself both a Nintendo and then later a Sony fanboy, and even Windows for that matter. But the thing is, I don't tolerate low quality and bullshit ad hoc solutions anymore. Now, when I'm grown up, I have more money and then free time. I gladly pay the premium for a Mac that I don't have to tinker with and spend a day reinstalling to get all the crapware off of. But I don't put up with inferior graphics and a fucking wizard stick to play kiddie games. I don't buy a new console to play games that was released 18 months ago just
yes.
because it says Nintendo on a sticker. The thing is, I'm not even sure I'll get a PS4 if Sony doesn't clean up their act. I'll jump ship to Xbox so fast my trophies won't know what hit them. At least Microsoft seems to get it now. And I think that is because they did miss a cycle or ever two on the iPad. I mean, HP is talking about getting out of the laptop industry, for God's sake. Microsoft
HP should just get out of the hardware industry, period.
MS has to get the new console right, and personally, I think Project Glass is a hint of things to come. Not game-wise, maybe, but the fact that Microsoft said they will support all kinds of table shows that they understand that the game is changing and that you have to be open and support an ecosystem, even if some parts of that system has a competitor's logo. Wow, that got long. Anyhow, to sum up, I think quality and usability matter even more than brand loyalty. Thanks. Lots of love. Lots of man love. Zeke.
Thanks, Zeke. I think it's on a big point there. Like, I think loyalty only goes certain lengths. I mean, because if we were going to judge, like, last generation, Sony won hands down. Like, they sold way more consoles than anybody else.
Yeah, last two generations, really.
The PS1 and PS2 generations, like, blew everyone away. I mean, they put Sega out of the hardware business. And then everyone thought, they even thought, the PS3 was going to be the same thing. Like, I mean, they were cocky when the PS3 came out and said, well, you know, it's a PlayStation brand. We're going to have no problem selling this thing at $600, like, on launch, or $700, however much it was.
Newsflash!
Yeah, and the hard people did buy that shit, but then things kind of change, and people can kind of go the opposite way. I mean, some people went towards the Wii, but they were our parents. And grandparents. And then some people went to Microsoft. And then now it's kind of equaled out, I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a line drawn. So, but you still see that shit every day. Like, I mean, there's still people that will only buy shit on principle and not because they think they'll actually like it. And that's what bugs me the most. Like, that's the thing is, like, people will make fun of so-and-so, like, call me an Xbox, call Chris like a Sony fanboy, call whoever, whatever, like, you know, like, Travis, you're a Nintendo fanboy, whatever, which all this shit may or may not be true. But the fact is, when they can sit there and say, I just don't like Halo because it's Halo, and because it's like too popular because I've never played it or it's not on my console, that's like the exact, that is not loyalty to me, that is what kind of Travis alluded
to
earlier.
Ignorance.
Ignorance. Exactly. And that's, I think it's a thin, fine line that not even goes down just in video games industry, but I think almost everything, and we'll probably get to touch this more later, but
yeah.
I think it's a very, very, very fine line to cross, ignorance and loyalty, especially when it comes down to, like, brand, quote-unquote, loyalty that goes around in everything, which is everywhere, I think, even to sports teams, but anyway.
Oh, there's some loyalty right there.
Yeah.
That's a completely different topic, though. No, I'm with you. I think that a lot of that... A lot of that doesn't even go down necessarily to brand loyalty as much as it does, something that I'm guilty of, and it's the hatred type thing. And, yeah. You know,
that's more of the aggravating thing. That's more, I don't have much of a problem with someone saying, I love, like, that's the problem.
I love something different than I hate something.
I don't have anyone that comes in and says, I love the Xbox so much. It's so good. It's never that. Sony. It's I hate this.
Yeah.
And why? I don't even want to ask why. I look at him and I'm just like, okay, cool. Good story. I love it.
And see, I think that there's a way that you can do that gracefully, I guess you could say. I mean, and the reason I say that is because, straight up, as a company, I hate Microsoft. But I still have a 360. I still buy games for my 360.
Fucking love my 360.
I love my 360. I would not get rid of that shit. I mean, there are things that Microsoft does that I may or may not agree with, but that's not going to stop me from buying the right product. You know, if they have a product that I consider desirable, then I'm going to buy it. I hate Activision, but you know what?
Call of Duty's good.
I fucking ate up Skylanders. I don't know why, but that game excited the shit out of me.
I don't know what to call this. Like, it's not brand loyalty. It'd be the exact opposite of brand loyalty, is where you're going against a brand. But why would you not buy? Like, I've heard people actually say, "I will not buy Call of Duty because I hate Activision." And okay, I can see you're trying to make a stand or whatever. But if that game looks like it's going to entertain you. Why would you not
buy it used?
Play it?
Just fucking
buy it used. Buy like I knew a guy from like high school. Like I when I worked at EB Games, he'd come in and it was around when Kingdom Hearts was coming out, stuff like that. And he's like, I love like Square, but he hated Disney for some reason. So he would never touch Kingdom Hearts or anything Disney. He's like, I'm sure I'd love the gameplay and like that, but I just don't like Disney. I don't like what they stand for, all this other crap. I'm like, well, that's okay. But I don't understand why you deny yourself fun, good entertainment simply by having some kind of loyalty to something that gets you nothing. Like, we're not getting any royalties off sales.
No.
That's right. Why on earth would you do that?
That's weird. I mean, you see it with Call of Duty in general.
You see with Call of Duty and Battlefield. Like,
it's every, no, not even that. No, Call of Duty in general. It's every day. So you're interested in Black Ops? Black Ops 2 is coming out, and they're like, "Oh, I hate Black Ops. I'm a Modern Warfare guy," and I'm like,
"Oh, you see that too? Even
it's the same within, fucking game.
Yeah, it's even within, especially between like now that Treyarch has upped their game, you know, because in reality, you know, I could see that argument with the previous iterations with World at War and Modern Warfare didn't really. You know, it didn't really match up, but Black Ops and Modern Warfare match up side by side. I mean, a lot of people think, it all depends on who. I mean, there's a lot of people that play every Call of Duty out there, and you ask them, and it's like it would go 50-50 which one is better.
Yeah,
probably.
You
know?
I just don't understand because it is at its core the same game, like. It plays exactly the same. The control layout's exactly the same. There are different maps and different perks here and there, but it's the same game.
Right.
Either way you look at it. I just don't understand. But the disgust for one or the other is there.
Yeah.
Like, no one just likes both of them.
I'm sure there are people that like both of them. I enjoy both of them.
I'm one of them. But on a daily basis that you see people and talk to?
Oh, Gord.
That's not there. That's Gord. We're in the minority here, I guarantee you.
Well, I wouldn't say we're in the minority considering how well both of them sell, but.
Selling's different. Yeah, Modern Warfare 3 is the highest selling Call of Duty game out there, for sure. But, I mean, that doesn't stop half the people that I talk to shitting all over it.
And you know what? Next year, Black Ops 2 will be the largest Call of Duty.
It's gone up every single one. That's what I'm saying. I don't think we're in the minority, but there's definitely those people that are definitely there. And I think we pay attention to it more just because we follow the game industry probably more than anything else. But that shit's there for everything. It's there for music. It's there for comics. It's there for fucking movies. I know certain friends that will not watch movies by certain directors. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, I think it's just because we follow the industry like so closely and we're part of forum stuff. So that's the one side we see.
The director thing is weird to me. It's like because, you know, if you walk in there and just don't think about that, you'll never know. I mean, I could understand if you, like, really despise an actor and you don't want to see a movie that has a particular actor in it.
Oh, yeah. I won't watch Dark Knight Rises because Joffrey's in it.
Oh, is he really?
I will not watch it.
He was in the first movie. It was the first one.
I think it was the first Batman Begins. Movie, yeah. I apologize.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I was like, fuck, they're bringing him back.
Well, I won't watch the whole trilogy just because he's in the first movie.
That's exactly, yeah. But I can see the director thing, too. It's like people out there will hate, like, Cliffy B, or they'll hate Suda 51 and be like, well, I'm just not going to play a game because, they're douchebags and pretentious or whatever, someone's just going to play the game. I think that exists in gaming just as well as it would in movies.
Oh, no, I agree with you. I just think it's weird.
Yeah, in some cases. Totally.
See, it's like I've always displayed my distaste for Activision, and I don't really buy many things from Activision, but that's just because Activision doesn't really put out anything I want.
Stuff that you want to play.
You know, they put out Skylanders, and I battled with myself whether or not it was interesting enough for me to buy it, and I ended up buying it, and I love it. So, you know, I think it's an awesome, awesome idea. So, I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, I have. You know, I have this disloyalty, I guess, for certain companies, but I'm not going to stop myself from buying something from that company if it fits what I know will work for me.
If THQ were to go under, and hopefully they don't, and Activision buys up the rights to the Darksiders franchise, I'm pretty sure you're going to buy Darksiders.
Still day one. Yeah. Exactly. I don't care.
Another email?
Let's do this last email because my final thoughts. I just realized what my final thoughts are in this.
Sweet.
And I'm depressed.
No.
So we'll get to that later. But first, my homeboy, Show Enough, says,
Show Enough.
I'm going to try to approach your question of the week a little differently. I hope my thought process isn't too far off and it makes sense to you guys. It seems to me that the brand loyalty is just a result of the marketplace. I can't really see the loyalty issue as a plus or a minus to gaming or any other industry. It just is that way. It doesn't matter if you're talking Harvard versus Yale, Mustang versus Camaro, Pepsi versus Coke. Just about all people want to feel justified in the purchasing decisions they make, and most of us will gladly share our experiences with a product with others, good or bad. Console manufacturers know this, as do gaming journalists. Gaming execs will make comments in the press releases, and marketing companies get paid to come up with what they think are snappy, stick-in-your-brain catchphrases. Remember, Genesis does what Nintendo don't? gaming journalists will blog blatantly controversial articles, sending every fanboy within the reach of their digital space into a frenzy. It's the fuel that keeps the hype locomotive running. Now, I'm a Chevy man when it comes to cars, in large part because my dad was a GM man. Had I grown up around my uncle, I might be a Mopar man, like he was. I have no clue what that is.
Mopar?
I don't know. Is it a scooter? Because Chris is all about that.
I am all about that. Hell yeah. Yeah.
Pops had good experiences with GM cars, and he made sure I knew that. While brand loyalty in vehicles was generational to a great degree, console loyalty, or any brand name loyalty for that matter, originates from the same source. I made this great decision, and I want to make sure you do the same thing. Ain't I smart? Ooh, love it.
When it comes to consoles, Mopar is Chrysler, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I just looked it up.
When it comes to consoles, I'm a PlayStation loyalist because my dealings with Microsoft have been less than great in the past. Since my launch 360, I had 8 consoles, and I'm on my
second
PS3.
Holy shit!
When friends and family come to me for my opinion on which console to buy, I make sure they know that. I don't hide the 360's strengths, namely the functionality of Xbox Live, or downplay the PS3's weaknesses, namely the PSN. I make sure they know why I made the decision I made, and encourage them to do the same, like father, like son, I guess. Anyway, hope that makes sense, and keep up the great work on the show, Show Enough 71.
Thank you, Show Enough.
He's the master.
Okay. He nailed it in a lot of aspects, I guess.
Yeah. And here's something that I kind of wanted to touch on, and I guess when it comes to like what happened to him too, I mean, he just got burned, you know, he got burned with Microsoft, and I can understand
having a distaste
because of that.
I can get it.
You know? I mean, Travis has gone through a few. I've gone through one. Chris,
I've gone through one.
Somehow
I've gone through only one. Like, my second one just keeps going strong.
That's the thing.
I don't understand it.
If Shona says like, hey, I will tell them, that's the thing. It's like, you got burned. Are you telling people, well, I went through 8, so get a PlayStation 3? I wouldn't go about that angle. I'd be like, well, I got fucked up, but they have a new console now. You know, it's different. They're not fucking dying. But here's the pluses on the actual hardware. Barring neither of them die. So, or whatever. But as long as, I don't know. Like, anyway, you had a thought there, Chris. I was running off your thought, and then I kind of got lost.
No, I said my thought. I'm good.
Okay.
I mean, I have more to add as we continue.
As we go, yeah.
Yeah. I just think that, you know, it's okay. I don't think the brand loyalty is a bad thing. I just think it's a bad thing depending on how you handle yourself. You know, I mean, I think that the whole fanboyism thing is a problem.
Don't put blinders on, basically.
Right.
Don't look
right.
at everything with an open mind. Like, I will admit, when I was growing up, I was a huge Sega fanboy. Even though I knew that Super Nintendo technically was better than my Sega Genesis, I would fight to the death with people, Sega versus Nintendo.
No, it wasn't. Genesis was awesome. Shut up.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. That was me. But I knew, like, playing fucking Street Fighter on Super Nintendo, I was like, oh my god, this is so awesome. Playing Mario World, I was like, this is so amazing. Contra, fucking all that shit. Zelda, yeah. Final Fantasy. But because it was the only system I had, I didn't want to make it feel like I had the inferior system because I chose it. So, and I think that's what a lot of people go through. And they're like, well, fuck. My system's got to be the best because that's what I have, and I don't want to like admit that I made a mistake or something else is better. And I think that's where it stems from. And people, even still to this day, that are like around our age who might have all the consoles now, still have that in the back of their mind, and they stay loyal to whatever it was that they had first or yeah. what they turned to originally or something like that.
Yeah,
which is why Nintendo has so many rabid like people out there, you know, loyalists.
In the PS1 days. I was a Sony fanboy in the PS1 days. I wasn't horrible about it, but you know, as I matured, you know, I kind of grew out of that, and it's like I just want to fucking play everything, you know? It's
yeah,
like
yeah.
I have, I mean, if someone comes to me and asks, "Do you prefer your 360 or your PS3?"
That's
well, it is a hard question, but my answer would be, "Well, I prefer my PS3." And the reason is because it has more exclusives that I want to play.
Free yeah, online. The online's free.
Online's free.
I don't
there
care if
go.
It
don't
sucks. It's still
shit.
Free. But I mean, and that's the thing. It's like, I think a person should choose the console that has the most possible games that they will enjoy playing. And to me, if you ask me, that boils down to which console has the better exclusives for you.
Yeah.
You know, because the third party games, sure, one might be a little better than the other on the other system, but who fucking cares? You're not going to know anyway.
Yeah.
You're going to play it on your system, and you're going to enjoy it, so who cares?
Yeah.
But they're still going to downplay what's on the other system, so that's the problem. They're still going to be like, well, that sucks, that sucks, that sucks. Well, yeah, because you can't play it doesn't mean it sucks. And that's never going away. I don't think, and I think
no,
that's
it won't ever
everything.
Go away.
That's like,
no, yeah,
even with comics, there's people who despise Image that are like, hardcore loyal Marvel people because all these Marvel artists and writers left Marvel to go form Image back when like McFarlane and Jim Lee and all those guys left and brought up like Wildcats and Spawn.
Yeah,
and
fucking
all that kind of
Wildstorm
stuff.
Was awesome.
Yeah, it was like all that shit. And then I think it happens in every single industry. Like even, was it Zika said like even electronics? Like there's people who will swear by Samsung, they won't touch anything else or. And even in speakers and stuff like that, people will be like, "Well, if it's not Bose speakers, I'm not buying it." You know, it's
yeah.
I think it's literally in every single thing because when people go out and buy shit like this, usually they're not buying two of them. They're buying one home theater system. They're buying one video game console. They're buying one car. They're buying one whatever. And no one ever wants to feel like they made the wrong decision and they went out and bought something that has something that could be inferior or something that's similar.
Yeah,
in the same make. Like
we can really put beer in this conversation.
Oh,
too.
Dude, beer would totally. Yeah, beer, dude, dead for real.
There are. Totally. Hey, I'll be straight up. I am a beer snob.
I'm a beer snob
yeah,
too.
I am a beer snob,
drink,
and
like,
I'm proud of it.
I am not a beer snob at all. Like I have my
if it's
favorites,
free,
but
if it's free, I'm not a beer
yeah,
snob.
Exactly,
if I'm paying
yeah.
for it, I am a beer yeah. snob.
Well, yeah. I have my favorites that I'll be like when I go out and buy beer, I'll buy it. But if someone asks me like, "What do you recommend?" I'll recommend something. But if they say they don't like it, I don't get pissed off at them.
No, of course
I'm just
not.
Like, I'm like, but that's the way it is. In, like a lot of other shit, it's like, "Oh, I'll recommend it. Oh, I don't like this. Whatever." Like, well, you don't like it. What the
but
fuck?
But that's more
how
of a
like
that'll never happen with beer. That's a, more of a casual conversation. I've had hundreds of conversations about beer, and no one like you never get defensive about beer.
No.
It's like, yeah, exactly. You know, I don't like Budweiser. It tastes like piss. I'll drink it.
Unless you're one of those overly patriotic people. Why aren't you drinking American beer?
There's my brother-in-law actually is totally just drinks piss beer from Canada, like fucking Canadian. And I'm just like, every time we go there, he makes comments like, what are you drinking? Yeah, seriously, dude. Seriously, what he drinks. And I'll be like, we'll go out and like, I'll have a pint of like Stella or like Moose, or like even like something that's like a little bit different. And he'll be like, what is that stuff? How do you like that stuff? It's terrible. I'm like, you're the one who's been drinking Coors Light all day and you're telling me this is terrible. I'm like, you're lucky I'm getting this free from you, or else I would be like, fucking, like, that's the one situation where I'd be like, yo, dude, and this guy, like, ugh. That's the thing. I'm like, you drink the worst fucking beer, but yeah. But that's like a loyalist thing. I think it's like a whole Molson thing, and he grew up in Molson. And,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Jeff, to revisit what we were kind of talking about earlier, with the tablets thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no secret that I despise Apple.
Exactly.
No secret that I despise Apple.
I don't get you. Despise Apple. You despise 'cause they're stupid. Microsoft.
No, I. It all boils down to business practices.
Yes.
And let me give you an example of one of the reasons. And I've been pretty adamant about it lately because of this too. This whole thing about Apple suing Samsung over the Nexus, the Galaxy Nexus. Mm-hmm. And the reason they were suing, and if I may be getting this completely wrong, but from, you know, it had to do with the way they did the search box. And they got the Nexus banned. And apparently, and, you know, this from what I understand, like, they were offered a settlement out of court. They were offered money. Yeah. They were offered, you know, to have things changed. And mm-hmm. Apple was offered all this stuff, and they said, no, we're taking you to court, and we're going to ban you. They mm-hmm. don't give a shit about it's not money. It's anti-competition, and that's what I don't like. I don't like anti-competition because competition is what drives innovation.
It drives industries.
It drives the industry's innovation, and I think that kind of shit is ridiculous. And
going back
same thing with Microsoft. Microsoft did it for a long time. They had all kinds of anti-competition suits against them.
Now, again, Chris, go back to about 20 minutes ago, and we talked about why are people letting business practices and letting shit like this get in the way of their entertainment. Why is that different?
Well, here's what I was getting at earlier. Because they, you know, there's now talk about the iPad mini. Mm-hmm. If the iPad mini announced before the Nexus and it was within $50 of the Nexus price tag, I would have gotten one instead of the Nexus. Because I want the best of all worlds. I want to be able to play anything. I want to be able to experience everything. I want iOS device.
So you said you'd get both then, not just one or the other.
Well, I have, right. Well, no, what I'm getting at is I have an Android phone, so I would like to have an iOS device of some sort.
No, I'm just going back to your main point. You said there right now, you don't like Apple because of their business practices, and that's why you don't like iOS, whatever. And that's what I was saying back, rewind back 20 minutes, is when we're talking about games like that. Like, we don't get a stake. We don't have, unless you have stock in any of these companies, your loyalty means nothing. But that's the thing,
but you vote with your dollars. You still vote with your dollars, and when it comes to something like that.
I know, but I'm just saying, Chris, if you run back, you're kind of contradicting what you said with the whole games thing and now comparing it to this now.
But I'm not, because I said that if there was something that I wanted, I would go out and buy it.
Oh yeah!
I said I hate Microsoft, but I have a 360. I hate Activision.
No, exactly. I have Skylanders. I know, but I'm just saying the point we said was if it's not getting in the way of your entertainment or product you like, then it shouldn't matter. I was just saying that because basically you let your whole thing off was this is why I don't like Apple, and you said it because of their business practices.
Right, but what I'm getting at is I wouldn't let that get in the way of me buying one of their products if it was a product that I was interested in. If it was something that met my needs, the reason Apple doesn't have anything that meets my needs is because their prices are high.
Okay.
And that's why I said if it was within $50 of the Nexus tablet, like if they had a 16 gig mini iPad for $300, mm-hmm. I probably would skip the Nexus and get that.
So then why not just say that and who cares about the business practices?
Because you sounded like you wanted me to explain myself.
No, because you said, okay, never mind. I'm not going to go back in circles. Yeah, of course. Because that's what I think the problem is. People look at companies being like, I don't like because of this and this, but do you have stock in Apple or Google?
I wish.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I wish. True. Have you seen the prices of those stocks? Like $400 a share for both of them.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like, you can vote with your dollar, but unless the vote with dollar is like in a mass quantity, and the only way the masses are going to vote with their dollars and actually make a difference is if they put out a shitty product. That's the only time that's ever going to happen. So that's what I'm saying. It's pointless for people to be like, well, I'm loyal to this brand or this brand, and I'm just not going to buy this. I'm not going to spend my whatever dollars on this because I'm going to want to make a statement. That statement means nothing unless it's a shitty product. If there's like more people out there that think it's actually a good product or that it is a good product, then it's kind of like a pointless battle to even enter into, I guess. And that's why I'm saying, like, you said, secondly, you brought up, said, okay, well, if they had a cost-worthy or something that was, like, you know, affordable, not affordable, but that was comparable to the Nexus, then you would consider getting one. I think that is a much better reasoning to say to someone, why wouldn't you get an iPad over, I don't like Apple's business practices. That's what I was getting at. Because it goes down to the whole thing, like, it's not the product or what these companies are putting out that's putting you off, and it's the opposite, which is kind of like what we're talking about. It's what they stand for, or the loyalty towards someone, or the disloyalty towards somebody. That's what I guess getting at.
I'm still not sure what you're getting at. No, well, I mean, I guess I understand what you're saying. I'm displaying that. Even though I feel this way about this company, mm-hmm. it wouldn't stop me from buying a product from them if it was right for me.
Got you. And so, I think that's a much better way of saying something as why did you not get this? Because this is why. I don't really like the product. It's not, you know what, I can get this product for a lot cheaper that does the things I want. I think that comes across as being less fanboyish or like brand loyaltyist than saying, I don't like Apple because of their business practices. That's why I'm not getting one. That's why I asked you to clarify yourself, because you went that direction with the whole tablet thing, but the opposite with the whole game thing. That's why. So I'm like, if someone were to say to you, why don't you get this? Just say you just don't like the product and give reasons why you don't like the product or why, because there's something comparable that I like that's more affordable. Bam. Justifiable reason. No one can argue that. The second someone says, well, I don't like fucking Sega because they suck, or I don't like the way that they do business, then that's what I feel causes a lot of these fights and arguments on the interwebs or in anything to do with any kind of genre. It's because it's not an opinion based on a product. It's opinion based on an actual company, which that's where the bias and loyalty falls into most of the time, if that makes sense.
Okay, I agree with you.
Yeah, no, I know you. I know you. Would, yeah.
I agree with you, but that, I mean, we're kind of getting the same thing. I mean, regardless of how I feel about whatever company, you know, their products work. If they work.
Oh no! Yeah, totally. That's kinda what I see to say.
So, the same place I was with games too, because, you know, I said made the same analogy with Microsoft and the 360.
Activision, but if Darksiders were to get bought up by them, then still gonna get it.
That's right. Yeah, I'm definitely not gonna let the way I feel about a company get in the way of me enjoying myself with my entertainment products. I mean, that's what it boils down to.
Gotcha. So. That's the way it should be.
Yup.
Same with music. I don't like this band anymore because they're too popular. Well, fuck, that doesn't mean anything. Do you still like their music? I don't like them because they're too popular.
Yeah, the only time you ever hear me say anything like that is, I don't like Green Day because he sounds like a whiny bitch when he sings.
Yeah, see, that's totally different. That's like, you don't like his voice. That's valid. They're too popular. Really? But you still enjoy their music. Nope, they're too popular. That has nothing to do with their music at all.
Well, now we're talking hipsters, and it's a whole other kind.
Yeah, right. It's the same shit. It's topical. It's, you know, loyalty with fucking bullshit hipsters.
Oh, really? You like them? You must really stand out in the crowd.
Yeah. I liked this burger joint before it, you know, started getting busy. I liked it when it was, like, small. Like,
I liked McDonald's when there was only three stores.
But I tell all my friends to eat there.
Making money.
Yeah, exactly. I liked it when I told my friends about it, they should go there and eat, but then when they told all their friends and people started going there a lot, I just don't like it anymore. It's just, you know.
It sucks.
Yeah.
The funny thing was, I was kind of getting like that with Battle and Brew. I was like, oh, it's too busy in here now. I'm serious. I was getting the point. I was like, I liked it when it was dead.
Yeah.
Well, it still is dead on the right day. I mean,
yeah, not really. If you go in there, like, it's getting busier.
Is it? Right. Yeah, well, good. Good for them. Good
which
for
is
them.
Great. That's great. That's awesome. But, yeah. Like, I can't get a couch to save my fucking life at that place.
I know, right?
I liked that place back when it was new, you know, kind of independent, you know.
So, final thoughts?
I think that was all.
I think that was it.
That was your guys'. This is the reason. What do you got? Why I said it kind of makes me feel depressed, and it's short and sweet.
Oh, yeah. What was that depressing thing?
Now that I think about it, and it does get me worked up, and it's probably going to get me worked up for some time, but the problem is that this shit doesn't fucking matter.
No, it doesn't
matter. But it keeps on bothering the shit out of me, and I know it doesn't. I know it shouldn't bother me. I shouldn't let it get to me.
But it does.
But it constantly does. Yeah, I know. It just grates at me.
I know.
And that's the sad part. Like, this doesn't matter. It shouldn't worsen your day. It shouldn't at all. It shouldn't at all. Yeah, but it makes it me just... It just makes me...
Makes you pissed.
Completely pissed. Yeah, so...
Yep. That's I totally agree with you that I agree with you there right there. Like I'll be like I'm not I don't care this doesn't bother me and someone will say something stupid on Twitter.
Oh,
and like, I'm not falling for this man. And then I'm like yeah fuck it I'm replying and then I'm up for an hour and a half arguing stupid shit that doesn't fucking matter.
Gamers Liberation Front kind of rings a bell right now.
Yeah. He's at his desk having a conversation on the Retroid chat box and his workers like man that Jeff he's working hard over look at him typing.
Yeah he's sitting there typing away.
That man is on a mission. That's what we need at this place. That's what we need at RBC.
That's upper management written all over.
Upper management material. Give that guy a raise. Give him a loony raise.
Yeah.
I just come in and I usually waste time for about an hour and a half. And I'd say on any given day, I get a good 30 minutes of work done.
Well, just really good
today, I think work. I might have gotten 12 minutes of work done. That's not even a lie.
All right. So.
All right. Cool. Loyalty. I think we came to the conclusion that it's not just gaming at all. I think it's everything.
It is.
Personal thing. Yeah.
I agree. All right, cool. Let's do some new releases.
Yeah. Right. Am I going to buy something next week, Chris?
God damn, no, you're not, man. There's nothing.
This, I want to preface. The Steam Summer Sale did start recently.
So, Steam Summer
it
Sale
did.
Did start.
It did, yes.
All right, so PS3 is getting Resident Evil, The Umbrella Chronicles, Darkside Chronicles, also Resident Evil, and Dyad, which...
That's supposed to be terrible.
People are freaking out over this game. Like, all over Twitter, Dyad. Oh my god, this game is out. It's finally out. I've never heard of it my entire life.
I haven't either. It's like, I didn't hear about it until really like 2 days ago. It's like supposed to be some sort of futuristic racing game or something.
And
is that what it is?
It looks like just I've done mushrooms before. And I guess I always got a bad batch because I always assume Dyad is what it would look like.
And it wasn't?
I don't know. I have to get good mushrooms.
I don't remember.
I don't know where the good cow fields are.
Dyad is a warp speed abstract racing game for the PS3.
Sounds terrible.
All right, well, I'll play Wipeout. So.
Yeah, I know. I'll play Wipeout instead.
If it's not on 360, I'm not playing it.
Well, you could play Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD.
I would play
that,
actually.
I am actually interested in that,
that's coming
actually,
out on 360 next week.
Yeah.
And 3DS is getting Heroes of Ruin and the Phantom Thief, Stina, and 30 Jewels. Okay. And that, unfortunately, is your new release list.
But I hope once you get on Steam, you're not going to play.
That's right.
Yeah, or exactly. You might only pay $4.50 for like all 20 games you just bought.
I just booted up for the first time King's Quest V.
Yeah.
That I bought last winter.
How does that? Oh, that's right. I remember you saying you bought that.
And it was
I've probably half of my Steam list is stuff that I bought on sale that I haven't played yet.
Like I still need to beat Amnesia.
Yeah, I have some shit on there. I've never.
I will never play that game. I own it because I got it from the Humble Bundle, but I will never.
You know what? You know what? We all need to play. Hopefully, we need to try that. What's it called? Game. Oh shit. I want to say it's called Skinny Man. It's not called Skinny Man at all. It's called, it's a PC game where you basically just launch into a forest and you gotta find these pages. Oh my god, what the hell is it called? It's supposed to be really creepy. And I watched, Giant Bomb do the quick look and it looks scary as shit. It's like.
What is it called?
Oh, that's what I'm trying to think of. I want to say it starts with an S, I think, or it's based on apparently in Minecraft there's some like character that just kind of like, something man, I don't know, but anyway, you look for these pages of a book or something. So you find one page, and then basically this guy, you're in a pitch black dark forest, is following you, and it'll be pitch black, and all of a sudden you'll turn around, and he'll just be standing there staring at you, and he's like the skinny looking like dude staring, and then like you gotta if he touches you, you're dead, and then if you're dead, it just boots you right back to your desktop, and you basically start all over again. But you gotta find these.
Intrigued. I am like it is, legitimately intrigued.
Yeah,
but you're not giving me really enough keywords that Google's
helping me
out.
I know, I'm trying to like, okay.
I tried.
Oh my god.
Scary game starts with an S.
Scary game starts with an S.
Scary game with
Skinny
pages.
Man page.
Skinny man page.
Nothing is coming up.
Like, okay, I'm just gonna go to Giant Bomb. Look at their quick looks. It's like on there. Oh no, sorry. It was IGN they did. I think it was. Fuck, that's gonna make it even harder. Actually, fuck me. Okay, well let's go with our pick of the week now, and then I'll find it when we're going through that.
Pick of the week. If you don't have Portal 2, it's $5 right now on Steam. Go buy that.
There you go.
Scary game, Giant Bomb.
Scary game.
It's not. Giant. No. Scary. It's good. It was on IGN actually. I think.
Scary game.
IGN.
Greg Miller.
Greg Miller.
IGN.com.
Scary game. Skinny man.
Okay. People are screaming right now, like they did with the Ninja Turtles thing, because it was like literally like all over the interwebs, like the last.
Scary
couple
game.
Weeks.
IGN pages.
It's a free game. It's a free game. Scary as shit.
Scary game. IGN pages in a forest.
yeah. Right.
Lone Survivor.
What?
Lone Survivor.
No.
Oh, God.
All right, no, I can Skinny Games.
Slender.
Yes, that's it, Slender.
I'm just typing shit, son.
Slender. Slender is it. And I remember I was like Skinny Man, but I don't think it's Skinny Man. Slender is the game.
Download the free scary Slender indie game. Slender is a first-person horror game.
It looks creepy as shit.
Your only goal is to find 8 manuscripts about the Slender Man.
Yeah, but then the second you pick up that first page, he's following your shit, and you can just be walking around. All of a sudden, you'll turn. He'll be like right fucking there, but he will not move. You look at him, he'll just be staring at you. And then you gotta like, you hear it's.
That's kind of creepy. Me out just talking about it. Okay, I'm watching this bitch right now.
I think we should fucking play that shit and talk about it. We have to play it at night. Like one of the guys and I was just like, I will not play this at night with my headphones.
We should play it on Skype. Oh shit!
Yeah, and the game only like you could beat the game in like 10 minutes, or you can die in like five. It's like really like just kind of basic, but
yeah, it's very really basic. Fun. Like graphically, it's not like amazing. It's very
no, not
very...
at all.
Actually, graphics are actually kind of bad.
Yeah.
God, but it's all about the sound. Graphics horror.
It's all about the sound, apparently. The sound and just the fact that it's like Blair Witch. It's like you'll just turn around, all of a sudden something will be there, and just like, oh god.
Actually, we probably shouldn't do that on Skype because we'd be playing some fucking jokes on each other.
I'm pretty sure I'd probably scream like a girl too. So. Yeah.
There's like a whole bunch of like. It looks like the pages are like embedded in trees.
Yeah.
He's walking around with a flashlight.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty fucking good, so I think we should try that.
Cool.
But yeah.
Alright.
Other than that, I don't know, fucking download the Tony Hawk HD. I mean, everyone's played Tony Hawk before.
But like it's been a long time since we played a good Tony Hawk game, so it'd be nice to go back to it, I guess.
Or Underground, but yeah. Cool. Do you have any emails?
Emails.
Let's see here. Emails. First one, looks like, you guys missed a email. Well, it came in late. You didn't even miss it, really.
It came in like days later. Be wrong. We gotta tell you, buddy. We record on Thursdays, usually, at roughly 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Which means you probably have until about 10 p.m.
If you send it in on Saturday,
we won't get it.
We're not gonna be able to read it.
We won't get it.
But we're going to read it now.
That's right.
We will.
Because we like you, kid.
Yeah.
All right, so he says, hey. Quick response here about your question of the week from last week. My answer is no. Basically, both the 360 and PS3 still have a lot of potential and can still cough up a quadruple A class game anytime soon. There's no point in hyping everyone, including devs, on jumping on a new platform if the present one still has a lot of kick in it. But still, we all know everyone will know about them new consoles months before they officially announce it. Love, Be Wrong.
Thank you, Be Wrong.
Yep, thank you. We can go into it again, but we did this last week.
we did. So that goes back to last week.
Yeah.
Word up. Okay, last one comes from Mike PSN08.
What's up, Mike?
He says, hello, guys of the Indus Crew. Hope that you, Chris, and Travis... if he is here this week, enjoyed our 4th of July holiday and or whatever you did there in Canada, Jeff.
Canada Day.
Hey, Jeff, sorry about the heat up there, but We here, where I am, are burning up with 100-plus weather heading in next week, and yet no rain again.
That sucks.
Hell, none since May 20th, so the weather is affecting my sinuses pretty bad.
Since
anyhow,
May
I wanted
20th.
To ask you
holy
all if you
shit.
Had a low...
That's
I want to ask you guys
time.
If you had a low budget and could afford two games the remainder of the year, what would they be? I'm thinking of saving up for Darksiders 2. Want to help THQ before they fold up. And Medal of Honor Warfighter. I also just got a year supply of PSN Plus and love playing the freebies. Yes, even Saints Row 2 with friends. Got my main guy to look like a fisherman from the Gorton's fish items from the frozen fish food aisle at my local food store. Wow. Miss you all, and one last thing, Klondike bars or Nestle drumsticks.
Wait, ooh. What was that?
Klondike bars or Nestle drumsticks.
I would say, well, see, I can't eat dark, I can't eat light chocolate. I can't eat.
You don't like milk chocolate?
No, I can't eat it.
Really?
It makes my teeth burn.
Oh, that's right. I think you said that before.
Yeah,
yeah, that's weird. I'd go Nestle drumsticks. Those things are fucking amazing.
Dude,
I do like Klondike.
Popeye's drumsticks.
I need my Klondike bar, man. I need that Klondike bar.
Yeah? What would you do for a Klondike
bar?
Oh,
lots of shit, dude.
You suck
would
a mean cock.
Kiss a man? I'm sorry, kill a man? Kill a man?
I wouldn't kill a man. I might kiss a man on the cheek. Does that count?
That's how you go. When you kiss a man, I go, when you suck a guy's cock. Actually, we should probably go on stages. We should probably start with kiss a man and then build up from there.
Jeff just likes to jump right in there. It's like, suck a cock? Let's do
would
that.
You take it? Would you take it in the butt? No. Would you like Chris to wear a strap on?
Oh. All right. Now we're going to have to bleep out this show. Oh, damn. What was the question? What was the?
Yeah, there was one there.
I completely forgot what he was talking about.
He mentioned hotness. It was sweating.
It was like 105 here, and then the heat index.
If you had a low budget
know.
And you can afford two games.
Fucking Darksiders and Borderlands. Done.
See, I'd go Darksiders for sure, and that'd be split between Halo 4 and Last of Us. Oh, Last of Us is next year.
Yeah, it's next year. Borderlands and Last of Us.
Last of Us is next year. Travis?
What's that?
Borderlands.
Last of Us is next year.
Last of Us is next year.
Oh, yeah, I was saying Last of Us. Borderlands and Halo 4.
Halo 4?
Yeah.
Fuck, Borderlands.
I mean, in terms of longevity, I'm going to play those for a long
time.
Those would last me. Those would last me the rest of the year.
That is true. And chances are...
Nope, I'm sorry. Nope, no. I gotta forego Borderlands, Madden, and Halo 4.
Madden, Halo 4?
Yeah.
Way to be mainstream, Travis.
I'm sorry.
Way to stand out from the crowd, Travis.
Madden actually has a legitimate major upgrade this year.
Yeah, actually, I am very interested to see what you have to say.
No, they're actually...
I know, they're doing the physics thing.
Putting physics in there. That's a big deal.
Oh, that'd be tough, because... Now that it's the longevity thing, Borderlands and Halo 4 might be the way to go, because Darksiders 2 will probably be cheaper faster. But I am looking forward to Darksiders 2 more than pretty much anything this year.
Dude, I'll play Darksiders. I am almost confident, almost 100% confident that I will play Darksiders 2 twice. Because that's what I did with the first one. Mm-hmm. So.
Yup.
That's it.
I think
so. Cool. Let's do question of the week and we can get out of
here.
Yeah,
fuck! Okay. Sorry.
Good God. What the hell was that?
I'm watching the Slender video. Oh, shit.
It's scary as shit, dude.
Did you really just get that scared?
Holy shit. Like, he just walked around a tree and he was, like, staring him right in his grill. Like,
it's a scary ass fucking. Like, it's like the guy looks creepy as shit.
Cannot play that. Nope. That's not happening.
Nightmares. That was
I love
very
the fact
funny.
That, sorry,
holy
I love the fact
shit.
That you're
heart,
able
I'm
to
gonna
find
have
that.
A heart attack. God.
All right, so question of the week next week.
Question of the week.
What are we doing again?
All right, so there's a lot of talk about Sega doing... mostly downloadable stuff in the future, and that makes us sad. So we're gonna relive the glory days of Sega. We want you to tell us, with Sega going digital, like with their proposal of going mostly digital, what are you gonna miss from Sega?
What just like, you... reminiscing Sega.
Reminiscing
the good old
Sega.
Days.
Yeah, let's talk about the old days, too.
Let's talk about, like, you know, good stories I've had about Sega. Bad stories I've had about Sega back then. Like, say you're a Nintendo fanboy, but you're kind of jealous of Streets of Rage. You know, when you were stuck playing Final Fight, and you're like, ooh, that Streets of Rage 2 is the hotness.
When you were stuck playing Final Fight. I love
just like playing Street Fighter with only three buttons. Yeah, we know.
Hey, Genesis had a six button controller.
You had to hit start to change it from punch to kick. So bad.
Try making those combos, buddy.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Holy fuck.
So if you want to answer the question week, you send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706. 760-4337.
I can't play this game.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's fucking creepy as fuck. You have to play, like, if all the lights off and, like, headphones on, I'm pretty sure I'd shit myself.
Oh my god, fuck!
Yeah, dude, you can't.
And we've officially lost Travis.
I'm so sorry. We gotta end this show. I'm so sorry.
You can follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. You can follow us individually as well. Indus Chris, Indus Chicken Shit, and Indus Jeff.
G-E-O-F-F.
Oh, I think a little pee came out.
Check us out on Google Plus, Facebook, and Steam. Just search for Interactive Distractions and you will find us. And come over to Retroids and hang out with us. Join the forums and chat with us as much as you like. We appreciate it. That is all I've got. You guys have anything else?
No.
New.
Play,
no.
Play
Travis
Splendor,
literally
apparently.
Released everything.
No, don't.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zune Marketplace, please leave us a review. We would appreciate it. So until cool. Next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
You're a pussy.
That shit's scary. You don't want to tell me I'm scared.
I know. Dude, that's why I said we should all play it, because I don't want to be the only one who...
Play Skinny Man. It's good.
Skinny Man's scary. Forest.
Skinny, pages. Don't forget pages.
My search is still up. Skinny Man in a Forest with Pages IGN.
And that's what you
Anthony
put in.
Gallegos. That's what, I don't know, something. Yeah,
that was
something weird.
That's awesome.
Oh, it hurts.
Oh, man. Alright. Yo.
Oh, my God. Where are we? I totally
I don't know. Just fucking have a good night. We'll
play,
see you guys in a week.
Play your games and we'll talk to you next week.
Word.